question came in off our beyondtoday.tv website from Dale. And Dale asked a question about the end of the world or the end time. And he says, when the Bible speaks of the end time, I'm not sure always what exactly it's talking about. Now, one of the things that's interesting is so many have put the end time together with the end of the world ending at December 21st, 2012. So 2012 is a big date and the end of December in people's minds of what could happen. In fact, I just read an article about Russians planning for the end of the world. And yet, is that what the Bible is talking about when we say the end time? Well, Christ himself talked a lot about that in Matthew 24. In Matthew 24, he doesn't address 2012, but in verse 3, he was asked by the disciples, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? So they didn't ask him about the end of the world as though there would be total annihilation on December 21st, 2012. That is not going to happen. But what Christ was asked about was, when will human rule come to an end? When will man's government completely be gone? And when will the Messiah, when would Christ return and replace human governments with the kingdom of God? And so Christ begins talking about when the kingdom of God would be established, not the end of the world. And in fact, this is verified by another passage over in the book of Daniel. If you were to look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, it specifically talks about man's kingdoms coming to an end. And it says there in verse 44, the days of these kings, what would happen? It says, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. So when you hear people talk about the end of the world or the end of time, you can certainly look to your Bible and say, you know, that is not going to happen. It's not going to happen on December 21st. It's not going to happen in 2012. It's going to happen when Jesus Christ comes and establishes the kingdom of God. That's what the end time refers to, the end of this present evil age and the dawning of the kingdom of God. And so no wonder Christ told us that we should look forward to that time, that we should pray for that time. Matthew 6:10, Christ tells us to pray, thy kingdom come. So let's pray that. Let's look forward to the kingdom of God. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.